from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Holmes kicks the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a line drive up the middle, base hit, game over. Phillies win it. Castellanos, his fourth walk-off hit of the season, as the Phillies win it 3-2 here in the bottom of the 11th.
Ah, there it was. Sunday Night Baseball. Nick Castellanos, who delivered in the sixth, delivered again in extra innings. The Phillies take 3 out of 4 from the Atlanta Braves. Welcome back to the Midday
like
Show.
How I called it.
Who called it? You?
I called that.
Did you guarantee it?
I didn't guarantee it, though. So it
doesn't,
count
it doesn't hit as much.
It
doesn't hit as much. But here's what we all have noticed the last couple months. Nick Castellanos has been Mr. Consistent for the Phillies. And now after 3 out of 4 against the Atlanta Braves, the final countdown is under 20. The magic number for the Phillies to clinch the NL East, which really, if you've been paying attention, has been over since early June, is 19. The magic number to clinch a spot in the playoffs, just get in, is now 17. Phillies open up a 6-game road trip tonight in Toronto and then to Miami. So let's chop off some more numbers from that. But Hugh, after the weekend, especially Sunday, you know, you had a whole day off yesterday to reconsider your position, because a lot of people out there want you to apologize to Nick Castellanos.
Oh, no, and I see it. And yeah. I respect the fact that you guys want me to apologize to somebody who's actually going out there to do their job.
This is above and beyond his job now.
No, yeah, but it's something where he should have been doing this a while ago. So, no, I'm not apologizing.
He's the team MVP right now, Hugh.
No, and I'm happy for him. And, Nick, if you're listening, I commend you. I appreciate you.
And I
still ain't getting no
and
apologies
I'm sorry.
Me. Sorry for what? For being here and just listening?
No, no. See, you make play Mr. Never, Innocent. You facilitated.
I didn't facilitate.
A lot of people.
Now,
ripping
I let it happen.
You did. You stood by.
Yeah, but
and
I,
you say you're
I
sorry
didn't.
For
I
that.
Didn't. No, for letting it happen. No, he deserved it when they were ripping him. He deserved that. He knows it. That's why. You know what I do respect though, is that he's in a position now where I like to listen to his press conferences.
Oh, it's fun. Yeah,
because he is reflective and he's humble. But he knows he's playing well right now. He knows he's that dude right now. So I respect that.
The thing about Sunday, too, that was so impressive, he fell behind in both those counts. The one where he had the 2-run hit in the sixth and then the winning hit. He felt when he falls behind in the count, usually he's dead meat, right? He'll swing at a bad pitch. He'll strike out. But he battled, and he got pitches he could handle, and he won the game. Big, big weekend for the Phillies. And the Phillies now have a 7-game lead with 25 to play. They're in Toronto tonight. Tyler Phillips, who's back to take Taiwan's spot in the rotation, pitches tonight. All right, it wasn't all great, though, over the weekend. And it has nothing to do with on the field. It was off the field. Bryce Harper spoke to Todd Zielecki, Hugh, on Friday, and he acknowledged there was a reason for his power outage. He's not feeling great. Apparently a wrist that's been bothering him since May, and an elbow issue that's been flaring up lately. That's why he's wearing a black sleeve on his arm. Mm-hmm. Now, he said this has nothing to do with the Tommy John surgery a couple years ago, which we hope is obviously true, and it's not a serious thing, but he's dealing with some stuff. Here's Harper after the game earlier this weekend talking about how he's feeling physically.
How is your body feeling right now?
Yeah, I feel fine. I feel good. You know, it's August, obviously, so I think everybody's, you know, grinding a little bit. But, you know, it's part of the game.
If you've been grinding through some things, why are you confident that come October you'll be feeling the way you want to feel?
I just have to. That's it. I think that's just, like I said, it's part of the game. It's part of, you know, the process of going through a season. So just got to stay the course. I understand that, you know, I rely heavy on my body, the things I do as well. So just got to go.
Do they seem like nagging injuries, or is it something that you're concerned about, bothered by?
No, not concerned.
All right, so Bryce said he's not concerned, but obviously it's been going on a while, and it's noticeable because he hasn't had home runs, I think, since August 9th. It's been a while now since Bryce has gone deep. Here, what
I make of what he said?
Yeah.
Interesting the timing. And, you know, it kind of answers a lot of questions about why, you know, and what was it we were talking about a few weeks ago where he didn't pinch hit, he didn't come out there.
His day off.
Kind of answers that a little bit. I would say, why say anything now? You know, I mean, because I mean, I get it. You were asked, you told, but it's almost like it's a built-in excuse.
Well, like, it does feel a little bit like there was at least an explanation from him on why he hasn't been himself. I have a thought on this.
What you got?
The division is basically over now. I mean, I know some people out there might be like, not yet. No, it's over. It's been over since June. It's really over. If he's feeling this, they should put him on the injured list for 2 weeks. Give Bryce a break here. He's played through he has had one day off, right? Just the one day off, and that was the day that everyone got mad Topper didn't pinch hit for him.
You think that's what he's trying to get the
well,
day
I don't
off?
Know if I don't know if he's asking for that. I'm saying if I'm the Phillies, I'm putting him on the IL. Give him 2 weeks to get it knocked out. If it I don't know what he's dealing with, soreness, tendonitis, whatever's going on in his wrist and his elbow. But these games the next few weeks matter for seeding, yes. But really what mostly matters is they need him right in October. I would give him 2 weeks off.
And I'm never question what Topper knows about his team. But if Bryce Harper is ailing, then I need a healthy Bryce Harper down the stretch. I don't know. It just sounds kind of weird. The timing is kind of weird for me, Joe. It's a little weird because now he's telling us he's been banged up. And Topper has been pretty good about getting guys rest when they need to get rest. So it's one of those things. It just the timing is kind of weird.
I imagine as they get closer to clinching in those last week or so, they're going to give him time, you know, because they can do that if they'll just give him days off. I would put him on the IL for a couple weeks. All right, the other big thing over the weekend was the dominant performance by Zach Wheeler. Zach Wheeler is flying under the radar here, having another brilliant season. Now, the question is, can he steal the Cy Young from Chris Sale of the Atlanta Braves? Let's hear Wheeler after the game on, when did he pitch? He was Sunday? Was Sunday night, Wheeler? No, Saturday.
Saturday.
Sunday was Noel, who pitched very well as well. Saturday after the game, Zach Wheeler on his performance and really the goal of winning a Cy Young.
You've gotten close in the Cy Young race the last few years. Do you feel like entering September, you've put yourself in the discussion?
Yeah, I hope so. You know, it's just one of those things. You come into the season, and that's one of your personal goals is to win that. And I don't think there's anything wrong with personal goals, because if you set those and you do well and you accomplish them or you come even close to it, you're helping the team a lot. And that's all I try to do every year is just try to be the best that I possibly can. And I know that will help the team.
All right, Hugh, we got a Cy Young race on our hands on last month of the season. Right now, Chris Sale is the favorite. Over at FanDuel, he's -550, Wheeler +300, 3-1. I think it's pretty close. Like, Hugh, I think right now Sale would win it if they ended the season.
Yeah.
But if Wheeler pitches better than him in the month of September, he could steal the Cy Young.
Keep going, man. I mean, yeah, and it's funny because, you know, when you talk about early in the season, we had like three guys. We're like in conversation for that. But now that Wheeler's emerged as the dude, yeah, just keep going. Really?
I think it's closer than the odds say. I mean, their ERA is 2.63 for Wheeler, 2.58 for Sale. Their adjusted ERA is very close. 14 more strikeouts for Sale, but it's close. Wheeler was just dominant in the month of August. I think he's got a real chance to steal this Cy Young. If Sale has one bad start in September, it could be taken. Yeah, it could be taken here by Zach Wheeler. All right, 215-592-9494. We'll hit everyone's phone call coming up here. I know people need to win that. We got a prize to give away. If you're on the lines, we'll get to you here. 215-592-9494. Elliot's going to check in with us at about 1:30 live from Brazil. Every time I see a photo or a video of Elliot, he's somewhere else. He's like sightseeing. He's doing the tour.
Oh, he's doing his thing.
He's everywhere. We'll check in with Elliot. What's going on down in Brazil? Your phone calls here. Are the Eagles the best team in the NFC? And, of course, take on the Phillies after a big, big weekend. 3 out of 4 against the Atlanta Braves. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. Your final clue for Hugh's Clues coming up on the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. You've heard us talk a lot about FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sports. Well, we have something a little different for you. Now through September 22nd, all FanDuel customers can bet $5 and get a 3-week free trial of NFL Sunday Ticket from YouTube and YouTube TV. Then with a YouTube TV based plan, you'll be able to watch every regular season Sunday afternoon at a market game. All you need is a Google account and a current form of payment, and you can cancel anytime.
Just- from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.